You had a relationship with Torian before the year, but what was it like having him as your position coach at the NFL level?
It was fun. We really just didn't miss a beat. As soon as he came in, it kind of just felt like we was right back at Tech, just going in, game planning, getting ready for teams. So it was definitely fun, but it kind of just like you right back at home.
What was different about him, if anything, from the NFL to college?
He was probably a little bit more lenient. He probably, in college, you know, you can get on guys a lot. But in the league, it's a kind of a little bit of a different coaching style. So that was kind of funny for me to see because I'm used to him being at Tech, getting on guys. So that was funny to see.
With Fabian, just how did you see him progress throughout the year? I mean, guy, maybe,
I mean, shoot, Fabian came in balling. So, you know, just – and that's kind of something that we all talked about coming into the year, just how much depth that we have. You know, I remember people were talking about if – I think Jano was hurt for maybe two games. People were kind of asking if we were worried and stuff like that. But we got guys like Dunny, Fabe, Hose, you know. We got ballers that's right behind us. So, if anything, it just pushes to be better. And, you know, he came in day one balling.
Now that you've been through full season with Greg Minuski as a defensive coordinator, what did you kind of think of his plan and what did you kind of think of this, his scheme for the defense overall this year?
I liked it. You know, he, at the end of the day, you know, he's going to put us in a situation where we got to go out there and make plays, win our one-on-one battles. You know, it's not going to be a whole lot of times where he's going to – sometimes you can't guess right all the time. So a lot of times he's just going to let us go out there and play ball, and we got to do our part and win our matchups.
The secondary as a whole maybe didn't have as many injuries as some other spots, but obviously you did have some guys go out. You mentioned Norman missing some time. Monte Nicholson missed half the year. When you look ahead the next year, even with some uncertainty, what do you kind of think this group can be like next year, especially with so many young guys stepping up?
Yeah, I feel like we just got to reach our potential. I feel like we haven't got there yet. You know, just all the talent that we have, you know, there's no reason why we can't be one of the top groups in the league. So we just got to kind of work, kind of gel together, and just hit the ground running once the season starts.